Welcome to our first day of the Creativity Cafe's 21-Day Artathon. I'm Katie Curtin, the host of the Creativity Cafe, and I'm an artist and creativity and money coach who loves to help people manifest their creative gifts and find sustainable, joyful ways to follow their passions. And I'm so thrilled to have Michaela here today, who will be leading you in our activity, Creating the Container, Devising Your Creativity Journal. So welcome, Michaela.
Thank you so much, Katie.
Now, before I hand this over to Michaela, I want to talk briefly about the 21-Day Artathon and then about Michaela and her background. I first got the idea of the Artathon a long time ago, not exactly this form. I wasn't thinking about it at all in the virtual environment. But I always thought when I was teaching at schools as an artist, I did artist in the school projects, I always thought, gee, this would be fun. I would love to do this myself. And I would see sometimes, although I taught mostly grade fives, I would see kindergartens and the lower grades, and they were getting to do all these different kinds of arts projects, and they were very free, and the kids just went straight into it without much inhibition at all. And I just really felt kind of jealous of that, first of all, because in my day they didn't have those types of classes in art in the schools. They didn't have visiting artists. And also because I think over time, and I believe this is probably what's happened to many of you, even though we're artists, we're nervous to go into other fields. Or if we're not artists, we think we can't do these creative endeavors. So what I really wanted to get back to is the spirit of kindergarten, where you just want to go dive right into your creativity. And you take the paints or the pencils or whatever else, and you're not caring so much about what people will think about it, whether it's a great work of art or anything like that. So I really, 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 really want to urge people to take that into this artathon, not to feel like, oh, I got to do today's project as I should, but like you want to, that it's fun, and it will take you whatever time it takes you. And if you can't do it all right away, then you can come back to it. So that is the whole idea. And, of course, doing it in this virtual environment presents probably different challenges than if I was here with you in the room, or Michaela or the other artists were the same. However, we're improvising and we'll be experimenting with how that works. And I've done quite a bit of experimenting with other forms in a virtual environment. So I'm really thinking this is going to work pretty well. So let's go over to Michaela and what she'll be doing today. What she'll be doing today is helping us set out on this journey of the Artathon. And like any journey, it requires preparation. And what Michaela will be doing today is helping you prepare through a journal and prepare a self a way that you can enter into this journey that's safe and that's generative. And she's going to be talking all about that right now. However, I'd like to talk a little bit about Michaela. Michaela has been pursuing a shamanic path for personal healing and balance. Also known as Thunder Owl, Michaela has become a shamanic coach and practitioner. She facilitates individuals and groups to recover their spirit, find balance living on Grandmother Earth, and negotiate difficult passages and celebrate transition. Just some of the techniques that she has in her toolkit include power animal journeys, drum journeying, recapitulation, crystal work, rites of passage, center of gravity, and assemblage point work. and wheels of knowledge. When she's not on ceremony, she finds time to pursue her love of oil paint and painting au plein air, refining her photographic eye and listening to people's stories. And Michaela has also founded an oral history business called Ancestor Speaking, where she digitally preserves and celebrates our elders' stories of their lives. I met Michaela many years ago on a arts project, a community arts project, and I'm so, so happy to have her here to guide you in this experience. I can think of no better place to start out this artathon with no better person to really initiate this experience for you. So welcome, Michaela. I'm going to be handing it over to you now.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you for those lovely words. I want to also thank Katie for inviting me. I want to thank my fellow instructors for being together in this beautiful dream stream. And I want to thank all the participants, both on the call today and for those of you that will participate via the recording, for your trust and your willingness to try something different and to take a risk. Like Katie said, setting out on a new journey always requires preparation. And it's very interesting that Katie has used the number 21, because from a shamanic perspective, that one way of looking at that is that it is 7 times 3. And 7 is the number for the dream, and 3 is the number for form. So we could say that over these 21 days, that what we are doing is that we are bringing the new dream of our creativity into actual form. Now, part of our preparation will be to create a container, much like a ship or a suitcase, that contains some of what we need, yet, hopefully, it also holds some surprises. And in our case, we'll be creating the container known as our creativity journal, and we'll be doing that in a ceremonial way. Most of us have used journals one time or another, and in fact, I have many journals that have 4 pages used in them and have never been completed more than that. Others that are quite full and, you know, have addendums to them. But what we're going to do today is, through our intent and our spirit, we're going to create a journal with certain energies that will hold and foster and unleash our creativity. You'll be creating your own container, your own journal that will be a safe container. It'll be a generative space. It'll hold all of your explorations, your experiments, your thoughts, your feelings, perhaps even your dreams, as you go through this journey known as the 21-day artathon. And what we're going to use is the magic of the medicine wheel to create a strong and powerful container. And you're going to get a chance to delve deep to uncover the energies that will both safeguard and guide your journey. Now, the way that we're going to capture those energies are through symbols. And the symbols that arise might be well known to many, or perhaps just to you. They might be figurative or illustrative. It might be a little drawing, or they might be quite abstract, or they might be just an energetic scribble. They could even be words. When I guide you, just let yourself go deep into your belly to let your wisdom arise and take shape. There's no wrong way to do this. What matters is that you have an intent to find the symbol, to let the symbol arise. So it matters for you to be open to this inner wisdom, an inner wisdom that we all have if we can quiet the mind. So before I go on, I just want to ask if there are any questions so far. So Katie, if you could unmute people just to see if there's anything lingering.
All right. So anybody have some questions around that? I'll just wait a moment. So people can pipe in if they like, and if not, I'll hand it back to you, Michaela. It looks like no questions for the moment.
Good. Well, let's begin. So what you need at minimum is a pencil, your journal, and if you can't easily write or draw on it because it's got a leather cover, a piece of paper that you can then paste onto your cover. So even if you don't have your journal today, because you haven't had the chance to get ready, then just make sure that you have at least I would say an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper and that pencil. And if you have any smudge or a smudge stick or sage or anything like that, to also have that in front of you. And I have my smudge here in front of me, so I'm going to smudge myself and my things, and I invite you to do the same. If you don't have smudge, oh, there's my little fire blaster. If you don't have smudge, use your right hand. And with the intent of clearing away any discordant energy, just run that hand all around your auric field in the front. And also do that over top of your supplies, your piece of paper, your journal, whatever other creative supplies you've gathered. And then just flick that away hard away from your body. So just look at the cover of your journal or your piece of paper. And what we're going to begin by is we're going to demarcate 7 spaces for 7 symbols. Again, 7 for the dream. 4 of those spaces are going to be in what we call the cardinal places, north, south, east, west. So begin by first drawing a circle, and this can be done quite lightly, but a large circle around, and it'll be more like an oval if you have something like 8.5 by 11 or larger. Just draw that circle. Now go to the bottom of that circle, and that's the place of the south. And just draw a 2 to 3 inch circle. Again, it can be faint, depending on your space. And just put a small S in that area. So, of course, if you have a large journal, then that circle could be quite large. Just know that you're going to have about 5 circles sitting on top of each other from top to bottom page by the time we're through. Now, moving to the left side of your page, in the middle there, that's the west. Again, draw a 2 to 3 inch circle or larger if you have the space, and just put a little faint W in it. What we're doing right now is just creating the space. Moving to the top, that's the north in the middle of the top. Again, a 2 to 3 inch circle with a little N. And again, moving down to the east on the right side of the middle, another circle. Now go to the center of the circle, right in the middle, and put a circle there. Again, about the same size. This is center of center. You could just put CC. And below that circle, between the south and that center circle, make another circle. And that's SC for south of center. And then going above the center circle and placing another a circle between the north and the center. And you can demarcate that with NC for north of center. Now, some of you might be already a little bit concerned about the circles not being big enough. You might not be able to draw enough into it. Just the symbols can definitely overlap and run into one another. But what is preferable is to have at least part of the symbol at least covering part of that space on the circle. So, are there any questions at this point?
Any questions about how to do that? Oh,
Yay!
okay, good. You're doing a great job in explaining this. Okay, even for somebody who easily gets confused with directions in person, you're doing a great job of doing it. Okay, so go ahead, Michaela. I think we've brought everybody along.
Okay, so now let's together, everyone, take a couple of deep breaths. Just let everything go that has happened today and give yourself permission to fully engage in this process. Know that a part of you is already ready to embark on this part of the journey. Trust yourself. There are no mistakes here. Remember, these symbols are your symbols, and they may be full-out drawings or they may be energetic scribbles. Remember, it is all about your intent. Now take your energy low into your belly, and sometimes stroking under your belly button can help. This is a grounding technique. Breathing low and slow can also be helpful. Just center your energy there and just allow the mind to become quiet. We're going to take about 2 minutes for each symbol. Don't worry, just trust, and the symbols will come quickly. And you just need to get enough of them to capture their energy. You can always add more later. So another breath. And we're going to begin in the south, in that south circle. So just go deep inside your belly, deep inside that womb space for women or spirit womb for men. And allow the symbol that conveys that this journal will be a place of safety, a symbol for protection. Allow that symbol to arise for safety and for protection. For me, what I see is an embrace, like a strong mother's embrace. What do you see when you think of safety and protection? And when you're ready, just draw that into that south circle, the one marked with S. Remember, no judgment. Just trust what comes. And if there's no image, what shape does your pencil want to make to convey safety or protection? If at any point you feel that nothing is coming, then at least write the key words there so that this is something that you can add to later. So moving to the west, that's on the left side of that page, that circle. Again, close your eyes, take a breath, let the energy sink low. And let the symbol arise that ensures that this journal will be free from judgment, or that it's a place that accepts all with heart. Another way of putting it would be unconditional acceptance. When I go deep inside, what I see is a mother's heart, an absolute open heart. And when you're ready, just draw that in the west circle. Just keep trusting what your intuition tells you. It may say it in a word or an image or a feeling. Just get enough down to capture the energetic that you associate with those keywords. And remember that you can always add more later. So, moving to the north, again, close your eyes, allow your energy to drop. Take a good breath in, but also a good exhalation. And what is the symbol that arises that will ensure that the journal is free from rules, or is a place beyond rules? When I sink down, what I see is a wide open field. What do you see? And draw that in the circle in the top that you marked with an N for north. Again, no self-judgment. You are simply, yet powerfully, just trying to connect with the energy that you want to be present. Every time you open that journal. So now we're going to move to the east. That's on the right side of the page, that one circle there. Again, close your eyes. Take a good breath. Let your energy sink low. Connect to your inner wisdom. And what is the symbol that will arise that will ensure that your journal has no expectations or that sees the truth in all of your expressions? So a symbol for no expectations, or a symbol that sees the truth in all of your expressions. When I sink low, I see a lit up infinity symbol. And when you're ready, draw that in that east circle. Again, the key words here: no expectation, the truth, your truth. So now we're going to move to the circle that's south of center. That's the one that's sitting right on top of that bottom circle. It might have an SC in it. Again, close your eyes. If your energy's come up a little bit, just let it sink down again. Maybe pat your belly. And what is the symbol that arises that will illustrate your desired creative flow? What does your creative flow look like? What would you like it to look like? When I sink low, I see a river, not a torrent, but a rather gentle river that is strong. What do you see? And when you're ready, draw that into that circle, the one that says SC. You might be already feeling how different the energy is when we're in the center of the circle. The four cardinals were really stabilizers and setting the space, but the center has our life force energy in it. It has the life force energy of the universe in it. So some of these might come a little bit easier to some of you. So we're going to move now to north of center. That's the one right under your north circle. And it's, of course, above center of center. You might have an NC there. Again, close your eyes. Let your energy sink low. Become receptive to your inner wisdom. And what is the symbol that arises that will show that your journal will hold, spark, and give rise to your creative expression? So what embodies that holding, that sparking, that giving rise for you? For me, when I go deep inside, what I see is a light burning bright. What do you see? Holding, sparking, giving rise to your creative expression. And draw it in that circle above the center of center. So we're going to move now to the last circle, right in the center. Again, close your eyes. Let your breath deepen. What symbol arises when you think about the mystery of your creativity? This might have the sense of the unknown about it. And it may never be fully knowable, but it is certainly, to our way of looking, unlimited. What is that mystery? When I sink deep, I see some of those beautiful, intricate, amazing crop circles. What do you see? What signifies the mystery of your creativity? Draw it right in the middle of that circle. Now, this is the first time I've done something like this without actually seeing people in the space. So, Katie, if you could open it up just in case there are spots where I went too fast or where somebody didn't get the keyword or didn't get a symbol, that we could at least just cover the energetic of that space to know that we at least have enough of an essence there that, it could be added to certainly later, but that it will be at least energetically complete by the time that we end this call. So just if there are any comments or if there's any space on the wheel where you don't have something and you can't remember the keywords, just pipe up and I'll at least give you the keywords again so that there's something there for you to work with later. Okay, you've either all gone to sleep or you're all amazing.
Hi, it's Kathy. I loved it. I've got scribbles all over my page, and I know I'll go back and I'll do this again once I think through it. But great exercise and experience. So thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to say, when you go back to work on it, don't think so much with your brain,
No.
like behind your eyes. Think with your belly.
Okay.
Michaela, can you
Yes,
hear me now? Because
I
I
can hear
think
you.
somehow I was on mute. I have a question. Is that being a kind of out of the box person, I started drawing outside the circle.
Absolutely fine.
Okay. And also, I'm wondering, is there, for me, because it's the first time I've done this particular thing, I like to put the words there too.
Okay.
What do you think about that one? But
That's
just
totally,
around the edges of the circle.
that is totally fine. Anything that helps you, in a sense, capture the energy is a great addition. And if having the words there helps you the next time you look at the journal to remember what this container's about, then that's great too.
And I'm also, because this is all rough, I'm thinking of ways, like instead of saying no judgment, is to say without judgment or without rules,
Yes.
just for my self-conscious, or
Yes.
my consciousness not to go immediately to the no.
Yes.
So just some improvisations on it would help
Absolutely,
me.
absolutely. The words that make you, when you check inside, that give you the energy that you know this is going to be a safe and absolutely open container for you to put all of your soul and spirit into. Absolutely. Whatever words there that get that energy for you.
Wonderful. Other questions?
I don't, this is Deborah. I don't have a question, but I just love this. This is just such an amazing experience to do this. I journal every day. It's one of my practices, but this is just magnificent. I've just not had this idea to to create the container in such a way. It's amazing. I love it. Everything. Actually, one of the images for the center, it came to me already this morning in a meditation. The image for the mystery of, so it's kind of neat. It was already happening before the session.
You're absolutely right that it is happening before the session. The question always is, how conscious are we of that? Yeah. But yeah, you're right. I mean, like you say, many of us have journaled in all kinds of different ways, and but what I've learned through shamanism and what I've learned through ceremony is that setting a container with a particular intent means that my energy follows a particular, not one line, but let's say a particular stream
mm-hmm.
when I'm then working in that ceremony or working, let's say, for us in this journal, that I thought might give us a little bit more oomph as we go through these 21 days.
Definitely. Lots of oomph.
Good. So after the call, you can add anything else to beautify or to strengthen your expression of these energies. You can fill in all the blank space, whatever it is that calls to you to make that both beautiful and strong. As we say in shamanism, you can always add, you just can't take away. Now, while it's not part of what we're actually taking time to do in this call, you could also, in order to strengthen your intent for this journey, you could also add a vow or a dedication on the first page to fully seal in your intent of how you're going to use this journal. And you want to make sure that whatever it is that you vow, that you can fully feel accepting of that vow. Like, don't take on something that, you know, makes you feel clenched inside, or you already feel a yeah, but to. You know, it could be quite simple that, you know, whenever I pick up this journal, I'm going to center myself and I'm going to really allow my creativity to speak to me. Could be just simple like that. But whatever it is, make sure that you are gentle with yourself and that you don't feel a kind of a pushback against what you are, what your mind may be thinking of writing there. Like, really go inside and check that out. And when it's your journal cover is all complete, acknowledge that in some way. You might light a candle. You might take a picture. You want to at least wrap it in a beautiful cloth. It might be a favorite scarf, or it might be just a piece of yardage. Just something that, in a sense, wraps in, encloses that energy that you've inscribed in that journal. And so how to use your journal? Well, most of you probably have ways that work. I'll just mention a few things, which is you may smudge yourself before you use your journal to, in a way, acknowledge your spirit, to acknowledge the importance of what you're doing, and use the journal to do some of the exercises if they fit as you go through these 21 days. You could add some thoughts that might come up, some feelings that come up, a dream, you know, a particular realization, awareness that you may develop over these 21 days. Even if it doesn't seem to fit, even if you think it has nothing to do with these 21 days, just get it in there and just see what it might produce with time. And as I mentioned, I would always wrap my journal when I'm not using it. And if you like, you could if you'd like to share the cover of your journal, and that there's no need to do it, but if you feel called to do it, you can photograph it and you can post it on the 21-day Artathon group site, and post any other comments that you have about the process and what you've discovered. And if you have any questions beyond the time that we'll still have today, you can post them at that group site, or you can contact me by email. And that's Michaela, MICHAELA dot shamanic coach, which is SHAMANICCOACH at gmail.com. And so I think we're all unmuted now. If there's anything, if there are any questions or any feedback or any comments, or even if you want to share a particular symbol, I just open up the floor for that.
Michaela?
Yes?
I was wondering if you could just repeat for each of the circles the main word to do with that.
I can do that. Okay. So in the south, safety and protection.
Great.
West, judgment free or unconditional acceptance. North, free from rules or a place beyond rules. East, free from expectations or the truth of all your expressions. South of center, your desired creative flow. North of center, a symbol that will hold, spark, and give rise. To your creative expression. Center of center, the mystery of your creativity. Did you get them all, Katie?
Yes, thank you so much. It was very helpful just looking at the journal again and reinforcing it with those words again.
Good.
Is there anybody else who would like to say something or has a question?
Michaela, this is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. And
hi, thank you so much for this beautiful process.
You're very welcome.
My question is partly a comment and a question, is that as I created the symbols, I mean, each symbol to me is fairly clear, but there was one point, and that's the point where we got to the east, which is no expectation, seeing the truth and the truth of your expression, I think. I had a symbol I don't really understand, and it was like this. I saw this accordion-like, if you can imagine an accordion that wrapped around itself almost like a circle that could open and close, so that, yeah, so I just, like, I'm sitting with that symbol, and it was at a particularly deep part of the meditation for me where it just came to me. I had no idea what it meant. I'm just wondering if anything comes up for you.
Well, it's very exciting, I think, whenever things come from within us that we don't immediately know or recognize. And these symbols are very much our symbols. So while I might have a reaction to that symbol, it doesn't really speak to your particular iconography.
Mm-hmm.
So I would kind of have my eye on that symbol as you progress through the 21 days and just see what is it that reveals itself there to you. The East is also about illumination and enlightenment.
Mm.
It's about fire. So it could be that there's something that over time this accordion-like structure is going to open up in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be lovely to hear, if you care to share it, what your, you know, continuing meditation with this symbol produces.
You know, it's so interesting. As I was asking the question, I picked up a pen and I started, and before you talked about illumination and enlightenment, I actually picked up a yellow marker and started painting it yellow. So I know there's something going on in terms of the psychic connections in this call. It's very interesting.
How exciting.
Yeah.
It's so lovely. I mean, you know, right at the very beginning, Katie said something about, I think she was saying Candace might be a little bit more of a stalker like I am. And while that is a whole other topic for another time, you know, there's a way in which for us stalkers that often things don't come that we are not expecting. And it is so delightful to be surprised by ourselves, you know,
mm-hmm.
And it gives me the kind of anticipation, a kind of like childlike anticipation of, whoa, what is more to come, you know, as this reveals itself more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, well, thank you.
So if there are no other comments, we're pretty much on time, Katie, if you want to do your closing.
Well, what a beautiful, beautiful exercise we've done. Thank you so much, Michaela. I'm somewhat in meditation mode still, hoping to find the words. Yeah, that was so profound, and I know I'm going to take some time today to just really decorate my journal and go further with it. And I know actually that you had mentioned that we could decorate it with different things. Maybe you could talk just a moment more about that, and then I'll go to my closing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I depending on you know what it is that you feel drawn to. And that's always the measure I would take, you know, am I really attracted to that color? Am I really attracted to that glitter? Am I really attracted to those bits of colored paper or whatever it is that you've gathered? And I would do this as a process of just, you know, like from my gut over and over again, not from my mind. Where does it fit? Where does it strengthen? And again, allow yourself to be surprised. the more that we can get out of our mind, the more we can actually get connected to that multiplicity, let's say, of dream streams that are out there that are in fact where we are getting our creativity from. And the best way of getting guided there is through the wisdom that you have in your womb, or spirit womb if you're a man. So whatever you're attracted to, let your womb guide you. And you know, I the key words I would say would be, you know, to make it beautiful and to strengthen what is there.
Gorgeous. Thank you so much. And anything else you would like to add, Michaela?
No, I don't have anything to add at this time. I just feel very full.
Me too. And I want to thank you so much, Michaela. It's just been an amazing journey and such a beautiful, beautiful way to start this journey. What struck me is that, well, you were just talking about dreamers and stalkers, and you're a stalker and I'm a dreamer, and as you said, that's another big topic. But dreamers tend to be out more in the dream space and have difficulties containing themselves sometimes. And so what I found as a dreamer, definitely very much a dreamer, is that you provided a really beautiful container for my creativity and for the other people's creativity. And as artists and as creative people, the container is really important, because without that, it's very difficult even to bring to life one's dreams from the dream world, or one's ideas, one's creativity. And so this was just so, so rich and so beautiful. So thank you. Now, just as I said my words, and I feel like I'm in some deep meditative state at the same time, but what I wanted to say is that tomorrow we're going to have another wonderful offering with Marilyn Daniels, who will be speaking on creating your masterpiece and embracing challenge. And I've lost the other words in this in my dream space. I put them somewhere. So we'll be finding out about that tomorrow. So what I would like to say is, this is every day at the same time. And for those of you who've been on the call, thank you so much for coming on and participating. It's really made a difference in the space, in the atmosphere. And for those of you who have to catch it later, I just wish you the same wonderful experience we've just had. And thank you so much, everybody, and see you tomorrow. And also in our Facebook group, please share your experiences. And thank you once again, Michaela.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Bye then.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michaela.